Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Family, I don't know if you enjoyed the football. I mean, we kind of go through this every single year, right? Where we should have a petition already at this point. Now, I will say this, in a twisted way, I didn't mind seeing the Lions yesterday because, you know, I remember when Dan the Man Campbell was here, Man Campbell, like, you know, some idiots named him. I remember when Man Campbell was here and they won those first two games. And we had a whole bunch of Dolphin fans that became suckers. And I come on, raise your hand. Admit it when you know, come on, man. We all are wrong at times. I mean, I'm going to be wrong a thousand times a day, not just a week, not just a month, a day. I'll be 1,000 times wrong. Okay. Once I'm right once a day, and then I'm wrong another 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. Admit it. Come on, admit it. And so it was one of those things that I never wanted him as a head coach for the Dolphins. I laughed at all this rah-rah BS. And then when he took over in Detroit, the same thing. I laughed at all that rah-rah BS. And yesterday, he's a disaster. He's not a head coach. He's not even a coordinator. He's just a position coach. That's what he is. He's a guy that should be coaching tight ends, and that's it. And keep him in the background and let him use his rah-rah bullshit every once in a while behind the scenes for somebody. But it doesn't really fly as a head coach. So unprepared. He uses timeouts like it's underwears. Who is it? Aaron Glenn, is it, right? The former Jet was former Jet and Patriot, right, is his defensive coordinator. That guy looks like he was confused as hell. And in the end, listen, man, traditions are broken all the time, right? We used to play 14 games and it became 16 games. Now it's 17 games, soon to be 18 games. Used to play 6 preseason games, then you went down to 4. Now it's down to 3. Really, you play 1 or 2. You know what I'm saying? So everything changes. The game evolves, right? And why not evolve with the game? You have a flex schedule, don't you, for later in the season? What do you have that flex schedule for? You have that flex schedule because you don't want to give the public a crappy game. So why the hell do you give us the Lions every single Thanksgiving? Seriously, why? Why do we have to have the Lions? Why do you have to pick the worst team in the history of the NFL in the last 70 years? They are the worst team in the NFL probably the last 70 years. You might say, well, oh, the Bengals. No, dude, let me tell you something. The Bengals have made it at least to the Super Bowl a couple times. They've made it to the playoffs several times. They had a little stretch where they made the playoffs a few times. Whether it's Ken Anderson, whether it's Boomer Esiason, and even with Andy Dalton, they made it a couple times. Okay? Detroit doesn't do anything. They have been the laughing stock of the NFL for 70 years now. 70. And really, it's your responsibility as a league to put up the best product you can. You know, the NBA doesn't aim on Christmas to put on really crappy games. They try to actually have compelling games, teams that are going to be good. They don't want to. Now, of course, you can never time it out where the season starts, and by the time you get to Christmas, a team might be ravaged by injuries, and then that game doesn't look as good. You can't control that. But you understood it when it first was scheduled. See, when it's scheduled, you know Detroit doesn't belong there. That's the thing. It's every time, Detroit. And you know what? There were a couple of years, you youngins aren't going to understand this. There were a couple of years in the Wayne Fonts era, I can't believe I'm saying the good times were the Wayne Fonts era, but there were at least that Scott Mitchell, Herman Moore, Johnny, what was the USC kid's name? Man, I'm forgetting his name now, but obviously with Barry Sanders and God, what's the name of the USC kid? Now I hate that I'm having a brain fart, but anyway, so Johnny Morton. And so, you know, I remember, you know, with that team, I get it. It was an entertaining team, man. Herman Moore was a hell of a player. Blades was a hell of a player. You know, they had some players. They could score some points. They were somewhat entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And Barry Sanders alone was worth the price of the ticket. So at least you were watching Barry Sanders do his thing because you were watching a freak of all freaks, because that's what Barry is. But at one point, the league has to look at itself and say, we have to do the responsible thing. And we have to, you know, traditions can be broken. We break them all the time now. All the traditions aren't alive anymore. Every old stadium is not around anymore. It's only Lambeau Field, the only one that's left. They're all gone. Okay? Logos change. Teams move. I mean, that so many traditions have been broken, right? Because you're doing things for the better. In the end, you're trying, right? Well, it's not for the better to maintain, you know, the Detroit Lions there for Thanksgiving every single year. And you know, I think I've done this segment, this show, this part of the show on this day many times, or maybe on a Monday if I had the Friday off or all of that. But it's just weird how, you know, you look at this situation and you say, why in the world aren't you at least, you know, considering making a change for tradition? You know what I mean? That's the part that I just don't understand.